Daily Spiration, Tuesday, the 19th of August. Hello, I'm Marla Bishop, and I'm here to help you improve and deepen your relationship with yourself, with others, and in the life you're leading. Today, I'd like to talk about how to deal with the objections that come up in your own mind and from others with regard to network marketing. Now, it's always true, I think, that when you start doing something new, your mind automatically comes up with reasons why you shouldn't be doing it. I think that is a natural human condition, and it doesn't matter whether you're trying to switch from something that's not particularly good for you, such as moving from a junk diet to a healthy diet, or becoming a non-smoker, your mind will be there to give you unhelpful, unsupportive reasons why you really don't need to change. And it's the same with network marketing, in my opinion. When I first started looking into this, my mind came up with all kinds of ridiculous ideas. Once I found myself thinking, but I don't want to use the same toothpaste all my life. Well, you know, who said I had to use the same toothpaste all my life? I simply was trying a new toothpaste. That's all I was doing. And in fact, when I tried the toothpaste, I found I actually liked the taste and I liked the results that I got. But these are the thoughts that came up in my mind. And it's interesting how if you allow it to happen, you can become embroiled with your own thoughts. And before you know it, you're off on tangents and going down paths that lead you God knows where, when in fact you just want to do something simple, such as try something new. It's the same when you're dealing with other people. It can be worse because then they can be in your face or they can get aggressive. I had someone say to me, "Oh no, you mustn't do that. That's a pyramid scheme." When I asked her a few questions, I found out that she herself had never done any network marketing whatsoever. However, she knew a friend of a friend who had been involved in another network marketing company, and they had lost a lot of money, apparently. My advice is don't listen to other people who are not in the business themselves, and don't allow your own thoughts to carry you away. The best antidote is action. Set yourself small, gentle steps and take those steps. Set yourself a task and take action on that task. For me, it was as simple as getting some samples from the company I was looking into and trying them myself. I didn't allow my thoughts to carry me away to places I didn't need to go to. Tomorrow, I'd like to look at how to get a network marketing business started. That's it for me today. I hope you got some ideas from this audio on how to improve and deepen your relationships with yourself, with others, and in the life you lead. If you would like to take things a bit further, please contact me for a free discovery call in which we will examine where you are now, where you'd like to get to, and the fastest, easiest way to get you there. Thanks for being here today with me on the Daily Spiration. Bye for now. Wishing you a blessed day.